was in the other studio. I heard the AC/DC start and went, all right, who fired off the wrong button? Why are we running the closing music? Because we almost never play that.
Right.
So my conditioning is, you hear that start, next thing is, let's go, Dan.
Mm-hmm. For more information.
I had our little heart palpitation.
And what's funny is the closing version that we use,
mm-hmm.
Mike Mraz's band, Back in Black, the AC/DC tribute band. Their version is actually a little cleaner than AC/DC's.
It really is.
Can you load both of those, Glenn? Yes. Can I play them independently?
You want to do something you want to do? You stop it. That's too crazy.
So if I fire one off and fire the next one off, it's going to kill the first one.
Yes.
What? All right. I don't care. I'm tired of negotiating with this console. You get it loaded? This is a Back in Black's version.
Yes.
An aficionado would be able to tell the difference. I think you could say they went back and remastered AC/DC albums and pass this off
easily.
Love the original. Got it? And listen to the fidelity difference. Sounds like we got this off cassette,
mm-hmm.
or an 8-track.
Wow.
That's about as much. If I listen to two back and forth, I think this was the knockoff.
Right. Yeah, I would think this was done by some guy in his mom's basement.
Yeah, the EQ and the separation on that suck.
There really isn't much.
What's the matter, Clint?
I'm thinking, try to turn that one down and turn the other one back up. See if it works.
Look at that.
Hey.
Stereo separation. We should look into that.
You mean we don't know that's a thing?
Okay, not a big deal. Just fascinating to me that we got a tribute band that does better versions.
Well, I'm sure that's the original, you know, studio version that AC/DC had when that song was released.
I'd like to know where we got that. The one off the CD can't sound like the version we're playing. Can't be that muddy.
I bet it is.
I bet I find it cleaner on the internet. You want to bet?
Well, I'm not saying that you wouldn't find it cleaner on the internet. Especially,
so why would it be cleaner on the internet than a 100,000-watt FM station?
Well, because maybe the people on the internet had a better... I don't know. Maybe they re-EQ'd it when they put it on YouTube or something. But the original album version, when it was put on a pressed into a CD, may sound like what we have.
Well, if they're a cleaner version, shouldn't we look into getting it?
See, not that, see, now you're going back to that crazy talk.
I'm telling you, man, two channels, that's the way to go. Catch the wave.
Mm-mm. I like my wave down on the AM side.
Okay, I don't know if this is live or studio.
Hey,
This is off the internet. This is cleaner than the version that we play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being a dick because I just signed my contract, but what kind of shit are we working at?
Well, okay, the one that you're just playing off the internet, is that AC/DC?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, is that the actual band playing it, or is that, you know...
Yeah, I'm looking at the video. It's Brian Johnson. What are you shaking your head about?
That's stinky.
This version?
No, the one we actually play.
And this version that I pulled up off YouTube is playing in 480p. Nothing like having an afternoon jot pointing out how much we suck. Maybe we should update all our stuff off YouTube.
It sounds like we should.
I mean, it would only take, what, 20 minutes? To replace the entire library that we play?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you feel like putting in the overtime...
I spit.
Here's your paper towel.
Good that, show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'd enjoy it.
Okay.
Play it again.
Which one? I closed out the browser.
Okay, no problem.
Why did you want to hear it again?
I just want to hear the station version again.
Oh, I think I still. Do we still have that?
Mm-hmm. Someone's feverishly trying to replace it.
Is it in? I'm out of control.
Someone's going to have to rein you in.
Yep, certainly no reason to fix it. No place else to get AC/DC.
All right, you might be a little amok.
Okay. Chloe sent me this song. See if you can identify. It's not a great recording, but... You can make it out.
Okay.
Somebody's singing the blues. Okay. Tell me who it is.
Perhaps the lace curtain is starting to rot. I've been trying to tell
you. Are you milking the bit? You really not know who it is?
No, I'm milking.
Oh. Well, stop milking now.
Your departure is imminent.
Is that Dr. Thornton?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Now, I don't know if I really would have known that was him had I not walked into the studio before the start of the show and heard Chloe and Kinsey talking about him.
Oh.
Because without that, I'm not sure I would have guessed it.
Chloe, where is this?
It's at Jay Gilligan's. Open mic night, Monday nights. He come on up, and he wasn't wearing all black. He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
What?
I've never seen him in anything short of the white trash party.
Yeah. I was like, look at that guy. He kind of looks... That is Scott Thornton.
That guy in Hawaii. That could be it. Oh.
It's a doppelganger.
Is Scott playing by himself?
He's playing with a drummer and a bass player.
Electric bass?
Yes. And the bass player's adding that other stuff in there with a little synth thing that he's got attached to his bass.
Oh. Dr. Thornton just playing an acoustic guitar?
Yeah. He played pretty well, too. I didn't realize he was such a picking fool. He was jamming that night. He was playing a bunch of songs, all good, but I had no idea what they were.
Were they originals? All his?
I think they were all covers. I know one was a Kris Kristofferson song, and maybe some Dylan. I don't quite remember.
Which one was a Kris Kristofferson? They have Jesus in it?
I don't think so. I'd never heard it before.
Anything about truckers and CBs? Convoy? No, that's C.W. McCall.
Yeah.
Is that all he did all night was the blues?
Yeah.
That made me vomit.
Four songs. You did all right. You're
good. Oh, he only did four?
Yeah.
That is so weird coming from him, though, just because he's such a peaceful Zen Buddhist, and then his music is sad blues. It just doesn't add.
But it kind of goes along with the tempo of his demeanor. Because you just know as he walks around all day, that's what he hears in his head. I treat a bunch of nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
They went crazy from syphilis. Maybe I'll write him a blues song he can perform now. What's the matter, Kinsey?
Oh, you're right. I think he walks around about 86 beats per minute.
I'll write him a blues tune.
Yeah. I'll bring a better recorder on Monday.
What'd you record this with?
Just my iPhone.
Is that in stereo?
I tried to make it stereo, but it was not recorded originally in stereo.
Oh. Okay. We can get him to bust out a tune today.
Absolutely.
I'll see what I can write between now and when he gets here. I treat a bunch of nuts.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, my God. Yeah, by the time he gets here, we'll have a whole symphony ready.
Okay. We got a few minutes. What do you got audio-wise? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Since you know more Dallas officers than I do. Have they not had tasers before?
They have, but it's only about 700, according to...
Out of how many officers?
Ooh, total officers, I want to say in the 3,000 range.
Maybe, oh, hell, I don't know. I was going to say maybe only the patrol officers carry tasers, but there's certainly more than 700 patrol officers.
Right, yeah, actually there's, according...
Maybe they swap them out. You check it. Check it out when you go on duty. Check it back in. Then the next shift takes it.
That I don't know. I think I want to say.
I mean, that could be a way that you get away with only having 700.
You could. But I think also there's just so many, like you said, you only have so many officers that are patrol officers and then the other officers. But
I know they're getting new ones. Mm-hmm. But the beginning of the story made it sound like they didn't have any right now.
No, they do. It's just they're
I got it. They have some. How are the new ones safer?
Well, they're only going to be allowed to shock. It's going to have an automatic cutoff after 5 seconds once it's deployed.
I thought they already had automatic shutoffs.
See, I was trying to look that up, and I couldn't find the specs on the previous model as far as can you just hold it down for a while? Is it a 10-second cutoff? Is it an 8-second?
I'm sorry, I don't know where I got it in my head. I always thought it was like a 5-second automatic cutoff.
I was with you.
I didn't know the old ones were let it go until their belly button shoots out.
I know.
Okay, that one's done.
See, like you, I was a little surprised. Yeah, Dallas police officers will soon be armed with new stun guns that officials say are safer than the previous generation. Council members approved on Wednesday the purchase of 2,250 tasers, which would allow all patrol officers to have one by early next year. All things added up, the price tag, $3.5 million total. Now, Chief David Brown said the new tasers automatically stop after 5 seconds of electrical current. The officer...
I bet they figure out how to bypass it, the officers. Yeah. Take it over to... I don't know. Craco place or something. You know how you can take stuff in your car and get things bypassed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I assume if you want police technology bypassed, you just take it to Garland. If there's a workaround, I imagine they know it. The officer would then have to pull the trigger again to unleash another shock.
Which I always thought was the case.
Mm-hmm. The new tasers will give officers a less lethal option, Chief Brown said. Some people with underlying health issues have died after being shocked by stun guns, but Brown said the new safety features will help mitigate the risks. The department currently has about 700 stun guns, which will be phased out. Brown also said the department will begin phasing in the new tasers and training officers on their use next month.
Yeah, I tried looking it up online. I just Googled new, safer tasers, and it was just news stories that came up, and none of them explained how the new one was really safer, unless it's the five-second cutoff.
That seems to be everything that I saw. That's the big new safety feature.
I found a cool one. Huge, yellow, with like dual cartridges on the end.
Oh, so if you can get, a second deployment?
Yeah, if you miss the first time, a second, or if you got a couple people you need to zap at the same time.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's one thing to have full control of one human, but to have two from one... Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd feel like a Roman soldier driving down Greenville Avenue. Look at that. I got a people chariot.
I'll see if I can pull a police squad car. I'll see if I can find it during the break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:35, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound I-35. Right at Highline Drive, got an accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back around Market Center. And in Fort Worth, northbound Highway 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway right at Riverside Drive. Road construction there has the two lanes shut down. That has traffic backed up back to Berry Street. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Tonight, clear skies, 63 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, 88 for the high. Right now, we're looking at 85 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Kenzie to pull some words for a password so all four of us can play.
No.
Because normally if we're playing, either Alfie or Chloe pull the words.
Right.
I don't know what half of these words are on this list.
That Kenzie pulled? What? Is there not a theme or?
No theme, just words.
That's what you said.
I know. I don't even think with our record, yours and mine.
Right.
I don't think. No.
I don't know. Where
these are all terms that them kids use now.
Okay.
I'm trying to... Okay. You got to think about Kenzie when I'm giving you these clues.
All right.
And most of these are phrases, but like one or two words.
Okay.
Of course, one word wouldn't be a phrase, but you know what I'm saying.
I got you.
Okay. Wrong.
Mistake.
Self.
I need a theme, man. I need some kind of way to narrow these down.
Brother?
I mean,
I wish I could, brother. All right, let's go this way.
Okay.
What would she say if she was wrong?
What?
No.
Alfie?
I'm out, man.
Hello?
Still thinking.
My bad.
Okay.
Maybe we just need to get rolling.
Yeah, I'm with Chloe.
I'm going to have to use two words for some of these. I know that goes against the rules.
I'm fine with it.
Very funny.
Russ? Dan.
These are new terms, or terms that she would use.
Okay. Hysterical. She says hysterical?
It's LMFAO.
Oh.
Are you close? I mean, are we sort of getting... Yeah, close, right? Maybe we get running.
Yeah.
Picture.
Selfie?
Yes. Of course, I had to point at myself.
I don't care. I'll take it.
Pound sign.
Hashtag.
Reincarnation-less.
Oh, no. It feels like non-secular. Reincarnation-less.
Reincarnation. Alfie, you want to try?
You don't.
I'm out.
Yeah. That's the best one I could do with just one word. It's YOLO.
See, I was working it out. I might have gotten there.
Not today. You see where I was going?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, this one's a little more southern.
Okay.
About to.
Fixin'.
Yes. Also would have accepted fitting.
Fitting, yep. Fitting to do something.
Dual crayons. Nobody?
No.
Oh.
Yes, say it.
Double rainbow. Oh, great. Now Kenzie's making the, really, Dan? That's stupid face.
Nutty.
Oh, got it.
Say it.
Cray cray.
Damn. That's good.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Do you want me to try any more?
Yes. This is fascinating.
That one would be too easy.
We could use an easy one.
Nizzle.
I
don't know if that's the right word. Is that wrong, Al?
I think that means something else.
Nizzle?
Mm-hmm.
Nozzle?
Mm-mm.
Nizzle bad? Should I hit the delay? I don't know what it means.
Well, you didn't say anything. It's just...
Oh. Well, what's a phrase that normally comes before that?
My?
Before that.
You're?
It's not my, it's not your, it's not that.
For shizzle.
Yes. Is it not the nizzle thing at the end?
Yeah, that's there.
Oh, okay. Are you sure you want to do?
Absolutely.
My?
No, Dan, before that, you're.
See, the problem is I don't know what the rest of these mean. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay. I know this has got to mean something else, this word. noodling. Go with your gut.
Catfish.
Yes.
Okay.
Is catfish dope?
No, catfish is when you pretend to be someone else online.
Oh, okay. See, we got that one.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. And go with your gut.
Okay.
Ringwald.
Molly. See, it's not her words, it's just the approach. We have to get away from thinking in her terms and go with what we know.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Walk.
I know you got it.
Go ahead, Chloe.
Swagger.
I think in the real password, motions like that are forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really use my hands.
You didn't. It was more just a...
You had a good one.
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
That's some serious shoulder movement. Good. A little head tilt. Wow. Good.
But he had to play it hard.
Hey, you nailed it.
All right, we're going to have to stop there. Because, all right, here's... Picture explosion.
Got it.
Go, Alfie.
Photobomb.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here's another one I don't know. Crank.
Is it turned up?
No. Sounds like. It's crunk.
Oh.
I did the best.
I know. I had a number of different things of crank in my head. I'm just like, okay, does she mean like genitalia? Does she mean Jason Statham? Does she mean an old Ford?
Normally, when you give that intonation, it's supposed to be kind of sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not going to make best of.
I don't know if there's. I can't think of a good clue for crunk.
No, I'm out.
Other than trunk and clan, I've
trunk and clan.
Yeah, put the two together. Other than that,
what's crazy and drunk?
That's what crunk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that'd be better.
Okay, maybe we can let her pull words again next week. Look what we've picked up today.
This is actually good. It keeps us in the realm of pop culture and things that are mm-hmm. hip. Because it's important for all of us in this room to know what cray-cray is.
And how you swagger.
Yeah, Russ is that down. That needs to be in GIF form.
Did you at least get where I was going with the double Crayolas?
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like I've let us down.
No, you didn't. The problem is you said double Crayola and or two Crayola, and I thought of the double rainbow guy, and that actually sounds like something Kinsey would do if she saw them outside. She'd have the same reaction, like, whoa, double rainbow.
I did. I just saw one last week.
Double rainbow?
Yeah, I took like a million pictures. I was See? Freaking out.
Is that a photo bomb?
No.
What's a photo bomb?
When you jump in a photo that someone else is taking. Photo bomb.
Oh. Okay. You want to go ahead and break here?
We can, yeah.
Do we need to?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
359, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Let's start off in Dallas. That's on I-35 right at Highline Drive. That earlier accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still in a winding back on Inwood Road. And in Fort Worth, northbound 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway, right at Riverside Drive, road construction there still has those two left lanes shut down. Traffic is still backed up back to Berry Street. Of course, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Clear skies tonight, 63 for the overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy. We'll hit a high around 88. Right now it's 85 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
During the break, Alfie pulled up a bunch of old words for password, I guess, to make us feel better. Problem is, some of these are going to be as hard as, at least I know what they all are, but they're going to be as hard as that new stuff that Kenzie gave us.
He went too old?
It's going to be things that we normally don't think about.
Okay.
You want to try a few?
Yeah.
You don't think we wasted enough time?
No.
Okay. Dial.
Phone. Home phone.
Round.
Rotary phone.
Yes. Tubeless. We got to say something so I can give you another clue.
I don't know.
Miniature.
Transistor?
Yes.
Radio?
Shared.
Copy.
Telephone.
Oh, party line.
Yes. Refrigerator.
Icebox.
Victrola.
Record player.
Older.
Phonograph?
Yes.
All right.
VHS.
VCR?
Sony.
Beta. Betamax.
Yes. Albertsons.
Skaggs Alpha Beta.
Look, I'm getting his face. What the?
Are they speaking English?
Mm-hmm.
What are those words?
Albertsons was not always Albertsons, Kinsey.
Skaggs Alpha Beta?
Yeah.
The name of a grocery store?
And in between those two, there was Jewel Osco. It was the great grocery store wars of the 80s.
Oh, my God.
The thing with Skaggs Alpha Beta is nobody ever said Alpha Beta.
Yeah, you just
Where'd
said...
Where'd you get that milk? Skaggs.
Got it.
Out of her car? See if I want to do any more of these. Dial-up.
Modem?
Yes. Uh,
Time travel.
Quantum leap?
Car.
Oh, DeLorean.
Shake it.
Polaroid picture.
Yes. I'm stopping there, Jack.
And that's how you password.
Some of these, I have. All right, I'll try this one. Recording.
Tape.
Clunk. You got it, Chloe?
Yeah.
What is it?
8-track?
Thank you.
Ah.
I know what that is.
What is 8-track?
It is, it's a small box that you put, it's a music, it's like a record, but it's like a little box, and you plug it into an 8-track player.
Exactly. Thank you, Forrest.
What is it, man?
That's solid. It's like a box. It plays.
It's got this little record inside.
It plays music. And like us.
Me and Lieutenant Dan used to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was too hard to wear when I ran.
The headphones was too big. When we were shrimping, we just...
Four-ten. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, September 24th, 2014. Birthdays today. From the WWE, Stephanie McMahon turns 38. Porn star Missy turns 47. She is very, very popular for one key skill. And in the 433 films that she's done, it's on display. Movies such as Anal Inquisition and Say Aloha to My Ehola. Writer and star of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Nia Vardalos, turns 52. Actor Kevin Sorbo is 56. Thought there was one more. Nope, that's it. It's kind of a light day on the birthdays, unless you want me to tell you about dead folks. Jim Henson, today is his birthday. He passed away in 1990. And Phil Hartman. Today is his birthday, having passed away in 1998 around the age of 50.
Okay.
Well, one of the big news items of the day is the president. Not so much for the airstrikes, that kind of happened, but also for what he did. Last year, President Obama forgot to salute a Marine standing outside his helicopter at the White House.
At least he remembered.
He did. He came back out of the chopper to shake the Marine's hand. Well, yesterday... The S hit the fan again because he was getting out of Marine One, just landed in New York for his visit to the UN. As he walked down the steps, he saluted the Marines on either side with a cup of coffee in his hand. And now it's Armageddon as far as what's respect, what's not respect. Republicans have jumped all over because the photo is just everywhere with the president holding a cup of coffee and saluting in the same hand, looking like an idiot.
That's low rent.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have made a federal case out of it.
Yeah, but any chance when, if you're the opposing party like the Republicans and you see the president do something stupid, you dogpile. On the other hand, if you don't want the Republicans to dogpile on you, you're well into your second term. At some point, you should probably know when you come in and out of aircraft, you come in and out of rooms and you're surrounded by men who are constantly, and women, saluting you. Keep your right hand free. Just in case. Just get in the habit of carrying that coffee in the left hand. Or, you're the president, have some schlub carry the coffee. Keep both hands free.
Yeah, all you have to Google is Obama salute.
Mm-hmm.
Let me click on this. It's not the Boston Globe. It says, renaming President Obama's controversial coffee salute.
Okay.
This time he come. Conservatives pounced. Twitter exploded. Some began calling it the latte salute.
Ooh.
Others referred to it as the coffee salute. The Washington Times. Really? Semper latte.
That's not bad.
They spelled Washington Times wrong.
That's bad.
I find that more and more when I'm reading news stories online.
Oh, yeah, there are typos all over the place, misspellings. Yeah, because everyone's in such a hurry to get something posted that they don't look at it as closely as they used to.
I would think there still would have to be editors, people that something has to go. Plus, you have spell check.
Yeah, I can't think anywhere you can go online now and type something in that red thing does not appear.
I think some of us have, after a while, we've been trained to ignore the lines.
It's, but you're right. The Google Obama salute, the entire first page of results is that. All this recent thing. Because obviously we have nothing else to think about.
Well, I mean, it's an opportunity to attack him politically and to make it, to paint him with the brush of he doesn't show the proper respect towards.
Well, there is. That's accurate.
Yes.
Even though I lean more Republican than anything, and I've defended President Obama just because certain instances, it's fair.
Yes.
But yeah, you can't put it down. In fact, make a spectacle out of it. Put the coffee down, salute him, and then pick it back up. Instead of, well, you know, I'm still too busy.
Yeah. Careful, sir. That salute was kind of in between a salute and an F off. Now, President Bush actually had something not exactly similar, but he had a salute gaffe when he was in office, previous Bush, not senior. He was holding his dog, the Black Scotty, and he was holding the dog, and he's just kind of bending over, just kind of like. So he had an awkward salute as he's holding his dog.
Was the dog on a leash?
No, he was holding it.
I know, but was the dog on a leash?
That I don't know. He was carrying
the
dog.
Well, then he couldn't really put the dog down.
What?
But if you know that you're going to go out and you're going to encounter Marines someplace, and you know if you're the President of the United States, you will encounter a Marine.
Yes.
Like you said, keep your hands free. Put your crap down. I know this isn't a national tragedy, but they're watching your ass all the time along with the Secret Service. There is a level of courtesy.
There should be, absolutely. Now, it's also not a requirement. I saw this in another story that I read. It's not a requirement for the president to return the salute. It's a requirement for the Marines to salute the president. But it's a tradition that President Reagan started, I think it was in 81, that he just started returning the salute. And so since then, everyone's done it. But it's sort of, to me now, I didn't realize that. But now it's almost like you have to return the salute, because if you don't, then you're unpatriotic, you're un-American, and it's a slap in the face to the person who's saluting you.
I would have thought somebody would have done that long before Reagan, because we had presidents that were former military.
Yeah.
And you think with them, it would have been
automatic?
Yeah. But then again, they weren't followed around by video cameras all the time. So you don't know if they did or not.
Right.
Okay.
And to me,
Alfie, what do you got?
Basically the same thing that you guys have said, that the president doesn't have to do it.
Okay.
To me, it's similar to wearing the, since 9/11, wearing the lapel flag mm-hmm. on your suit jacket. If you don't, somehow you're unpatriotic.
Yeah, I know during the debates, I guess it was back with Obama and...
It was Romney.
Yeah. All of a sudden it became a battle of who could wear the biggest flag on their lapel.
It was. At a certain
come
point.
Out with a...
like a mom.
5x7.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Taped to your chest.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have a flag pin. You just come out with like one of those flags that flies at the top of Vandergriff Honda. And it's the size of Arlington. And you just hang it from your chest. Aha, beat that.
But President Obama should have been a little more sensitive to it since he had blown a salute before.
Mm-hmm.
Got all the way up the stairs into the helicopter, started talking to the pilots, and I guess it dawned on him.
Yeah.
He came running back down the stairs. Hey, man. Sorry, brother.
I'm surprised he did just go down like, man, that's my bad, and just give him like a pound and a bro hug and slap backs.
Bring it in.
That's right. Let's make this real.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. A woman who noticed a baby in a hot car in a parking lot in San Antonio did what should be done. She grabbed a tire iron and smashed the windshield and rescued the little kid.
I saw that story on CNN. What was today, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Might have been yesterday. It was either yesterday or this morning.
It was yesterday.
And the story, they said people were standing around telling her not to do it.
Like hell. Angela Radke, that was pretty much her response, said Monday that she knew she had to get the baby out of the locked car in a grocery store parking lot. Police say surveillance video shows the baby was in the car nearly 40 minutes. Radke said the boy appeared red and sweaty. Red and sweaty. That's all I need right there. I don't care if it's been 5 seconds. I'm breaking the window.
And I don't know if she was aware or not, but this was a Walmart, something like that.
Yeah, a grocery store.
They had made announcements inside looking for the driver. I don't know, but they never showed up.
Jesus. Now, the 9-month-old was treated for dehydration. Police arrested the father on a child endangerment charge when he emerged from the market. CPS is investigating. Radke says she's a retired Army captain. She's been trained to assess a situation and act. She also has 3 kids of her own.
The thing that confused me is, why would anybody standing around her? I even tried to see if I could find video online. I didn't see anything. Why anybody would say, maybe wait or don't do that? I can't think of any reason.
No.
I don't know if they thought, hey, you're going to get arrested for this. What do I care?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Let's say I get arrested. Let's say it is against law. Well, it's not. Do you think a grand jury is going to indict you on that? Mm. Even if they do, you think a jury is going to do anything?
Right. Yeah, worst case scenario, I could see how... If you got charged with destruction of property, it's going to be basically a ticket. You pay the fine and you pay to have the window replaced.
Do you want to be the cop that writes that ticket?
Nope.
Well, the kid was only in the car for 5 minutes. How do I know that? All I know is I see a kid in the car and he ain't having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good enough for me.
And the same thing with dogs. I don't care.
Mm-mm.
And I know that this is one of those, well, here's what they should do. I'm going to say it anyway. The father probably will end up getting the kid back. But as some type of community service, make him sit in a hot car for a couple hours. Just, you know, it's like community service with if you get a DWI.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go and, talk with people who have lost family members to a drunk driver. Not really the same thing, but it's... At least you get some type of empathy of what it's like to sit in a hot car.
Yes. Yeah, it's sort of being hit with a dose of reality. If you just got the DUI, then you avoided what could have been. So then you have what has happened thrust upon you.
I think a judge could probably get away with throwing that out as a court order.
I would think so.
I know Judge Coors would.
I believe that. I believe that a lot.
I believe he'd even turn the heater on.
Mm-hmm. And then he'd crack open a Coors and watch from a real fancy folding chair.
You sit in that car until this cake rises.
A 19-year-old, speaking of kids left in the car, this is slightly different. A 19-year-old South Florida woman faces child abuse charges after deputies say they found her 5-month-old child in her trunk lying on a pair of hedge clippers surrounded by other dangerous objects, including a gas can.
Hold on. Alfie, you're a clone of this story?
No.
You want to guess why the kid was in the trunk?
Because he was misbehaving.
How old was he?
He's 5 months, so baby.
Baby in the trunk.
That only thing I think of is getting in a movie theater or something. Driving theater. That's the only thing I got.
Well, damn it, that's better.
Go ahead.
Broward Sheriff's deputies say they tried to pull over the vehicle on Tuesday, but Brianna Watkins kept driving. When she stopped, the deputy heard a baby crying in the trunk. Watkins told them she asked her 14-year-old passenger to slide the baby into the trunk through a backseat panel because she didn't want to get ticketed for not having a car seat.
You want to say it? And I'm tempted not to hit the delay. I'll just turn the mics off.
Yup.
Why don't you have a car seat? Let's go with that first. I don't want to get you here for not having a car seat. Why do you have a kid if you can't afford all the accessories that a kid needs?
Well, and not only that, but...
I'll just throw him in the trunk. That's something my parents would have done.
Well, and also when you have a kid, it's customary that you have a baby shower. People have a tendency to buy you a lot of that basic stuff anyway.
She have any excuse why she didn't have a car seat?
No.
I bet she was wearing a seatbelt. I know that's not pertinent, but you know she probably was. But the kid was in the trunk. Did you say what was back there in the trunk?
Yeah, the baby was on top of hedge clippers and next to a gas can. They left off whatever else was in the back of the trunk. But imagine if there's hedge clippers and a gas can, those are not the only two things in that trunk. There's a bunch of other mess back there.
Does it say in the story why they initially pulled her over?
No. I'm just going to assume speeding. Or maybe they actually somehow saw a five-month-old and go, hey, that baby is not in any kind of a seat.
How would they see the five-year-old and a five-month-old in the trunk?
Well, what I'm saying is the officer tried to pull them over, then she put the baby in the trunk.
Oh. Oh, I thought she was just carrying the kid around in the trunk the entire time.
No.
Well, I don't care. She's still a... Oops, that was close.
Woo, man.
Did I say anything?
No. You, I was feeling it. It was right here in your chest.
I show set it in my head.
It was right here next to your heart. I've got audio that goes with this in case you want it. State Farm Insurance will no longer run a TV ad starring Rob Schneider because of the actor's anti-vaccination views. The move comes after a social media campaign called for Schneider to be dropped as a spokesperson. The insurance company's director of public affairs said the ad has unintentionally been used as a platform for discussion unrelated to the products and services we provide. With that, we're working to remove the ad from our rotation at this time.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks for all the savings with the discount double check. Going to come in really handy with the baby.
You're all set. Let me make you a copy.
Ashley making copies, the Ashmeister.
Hi, Rich. This is Steve and Sandy.
Steve and Sandy and Steve-O Jr.
Actually, we're having a little girl. We're going to name her Abigne Apollinaria.
Steve's kid. Steve and Sandy getting it done. More people or I'ma.
Making savings with a discount double check. State Farm.
Career going to f***a.
Yeah, Schneider reprised his popular Saturday Night Live character, the Richmeister, also known as the copy guy.
I don't get the vaccine thing. What's that?
He is a very strong opponent to vaccines. And for
any vaccines?
He doesn't think parents should be forced by the government to vaccinate their children. He thinks it should be an option.
What is he, pro-polio?
He's one of those, I think, that's up there with the Jenny McCarthys of the world that think more harm from vaccinations than good. And he especially
I would rely more on the AMA instead of Rob Schneider or anything he's... Because, you know, anything that Jenny McCarthy or Rob Schneider, anything they've read about it is on the internet.
Right.
You really think they're going to go to the library and research this?
Yeah, Schneider has long held the stance against vaccinations. In 2012, he came out against California Bill AB 2109 that required parents to seek professional medical advice regarding the risks and rewards of vaccinating their children.
Now, the vaccine that Governor Perry was pushing a few years ago.
It was Gardasil for HPV for girls.
Yeah, that one was questionable, and I don't think that anybody should have been forced to do it. That go to your doctor and visit with them. Does my kid need this? That didn't need to be a state mandate.
And that was an odd thing coming from a Republican. Usually the Republican thing is, hey, we're going to stay out of your life.
So... Yeah, is he only talking about vaccines for children?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Okay, I didn't know if he didn't. He was, what do you call it, holistic. You really don't want anything.
Well,
it's like, hey, I got syphilis. I ain't taking no shot.
How far he goes with that, I know he does lean towards the holistic because he does have a vitamin company. And he left the state of California with that business because he thought the regulations were too strict. He wanted a little more freer marketplace to sell his herbs and such.
I used to like him.
Same here.
He was in town a month or so ago. Was supposed to come on with us. Mm-hmm. Stiffed us because he wanted to go and do a bunch of morning crap. And then ends up with nobody seeing his show.
Yeah, I actually heard him on another station. We came out ahead.
The Russ Martin Show.
We'll be back.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
436, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. It's a KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 287, just before I-20. Got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there's backed up back to Kennedale Sublet Road. All the idiots going southbound are staring at it. They have you backed up as well. Into Hearst, southbound Loop 820, right at Glenview Pipeline, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. And at Richardson, northbound 75, just before Renner Road, got an accident there blocking the HOV, the left, and the far right lane. That has traffic backed up all the way back from the High 5. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Tonight, clear in 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 88. Right now, 86 at 97.1 The Eagle.
It's not that I'm not well hung. I've figured out a way to suck my penis back up into my body to protect myself
when fighting crime.
That's smart.
KEGL, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
A new survey asked people when it is and is not appropriate to use your cell phone in public. You ready to get upset?
I think if you're by yourself and you're speaking at a reasonable level, it's fine.
Okay. 47% say it is acceptable to use your phone for talking or texting when you walk down the street. That one's not so bad.
It's not so bad, but as a driver, I'm not watching for you. If you're looking down and you're not watching traffic, I know that you're always supposed to yield right away to the pedestrian, but sometimes.
Well, accidents happen. And also if
you... And what, without kidding around, what if they're texting and I'm texting, they're walking, I'm driving, and we're both texting?
If they're in a crosswalk, it's your fault. If they're not in a crosswalk, it's going to be both of your fault. Probably more so you.
I'm just saying you're taking a chance if you're out walking around.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I almost hit somebody this morning when I was pulling into the gym to the strip mall, and when you pull in, there's a Starbucks right on the corner. So people are constantly walking in front of traffic from parking spaces to go into the Starbucks. And what they don't realize is I'm pulling into the sun at the time when it's right in my eyes.
Who cares? What they don't realize is it's a parking lot, so there are probably cars coming and going.
Right.
Why wouldn't you constantly watch for cars?
You should, but they don't care. They just keep going and assume someone's going to see them. It's not a guarantee. And they just walk them out the day. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to text. I've got my headphones in, whatever. 34% say it's acceptable to be on your phone when you're checking out at a store.
No.
This is the one that
don't
bothers me.
It does it really make that much of a difference? No. Does it really slow them down? It's the fact. My problem is they don't even acknowledge that cashier,
right?
And the bag boy. It's almost like they're non-entities. This is automation. All this is being done for me. I don't even have to make any type of human contact.
Right. Might as well be a kiosk, just a little thing you swipe and run. Nope.
And that's
person.
That's not specific to either gender. I've seen both do it.
Mm-hmm. 28% say it's acceptable to be on your phone texting when you're with other people at a restaurant.
No.
48% said it's okay to pull out your phone at a restaurant if you're sharing something, you know, with the group.
Oh, sharing information?
Yeah.
Why are you checking your phone anyway?
It depends. Something could come up in conversation. You decide, hey, let me verify it. Hey, did you see this puppy video?
Something like that. But no, if you're getting a phone call or a text, you leave the phone. Blue Bloods. There was an episode, Tom Selleck's talking to his granddaughter there in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's playing a 16 or 17-year-old.
Okay.
And she gets a text, and she goes to look at it, and he went, uh-uh. She goes, well, I got a text. It might be important. He looked at her, and he went, choose. And didn't say anything else. She goes, well, it could be choose. And she left it alone. That's going to be my standard response from this point forward.
I like that. I want to use that, too.
I know it's old man-ish. It's just...
That's cool.
Because really, that's what you have to do. Oh, I'm not important enough. And you better, if we're talking, you hold.
All right, I think your passion got the better of it.
If we're having a conversation, I'll back up. If we're having a conversation and you pull your phone up in front of your face while we're talking, I'm going to kick you in the or the whatever's appropriate time.
I understand.
I feel bad doing that sometimes too, because when we're talking, something will get brought up, some sort of piece of trivia, and I'll get on my phone immediately and try and find it. And I feel like a dick sometimes doing that.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just show prep research. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't sound like we do it, but why do you feel dicky about that?
Because everyone's talking, and I just pull out my phone and stop focusing on the conversation.
Do you do it to help us, or you're just curious for yourself?
I do it to help us.
Okay, you get to stay.
Stop there, Alfie. And I'll do that sometimes when, same scenario, and I'll send myself a reminder. I might email myself, or I might make a note in my phone. It's not like I'm pulling up and just like, yeah, whatever you said, Chloe. I'm over here making
fun. Instead of pulling out a notepad, you pull out your phone.
Yeah.
That's not discourteous. But if I was on one date one time with a chick that answered her phone, first date. Mm-mm. That was it. I didn't get up and leave, but there were no follow-ups.
I think it's going to be so hard. If you use that as a litmus for every date you would go on from here on out.
I don't care.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone that would just flat-out ignore the phone.
I don't care. Again, choose.
Now, I want to get you set up on a date just so you can live that scenario.
Now, if they ask, if it's ringing, hey, do you mind if I answer that? I've got a babysitter or... It might be an emergency.
Right.
If it's not, I'm not going to talk to them. But if they just pick it up and start talking, no. I'll just get up and leave.
You're right. There's a lot to be said for, just the manner aspect of, hey, I know this is rude. I'm sorry. Just let me see who this is real quick. It's nobody. Back to you now.
And here's the other thing. You go out on a date. Say the chick's talking on her phone. First date. Whatever. She's talking to somebody. You can't show me enough courtesy, especially since I'm paying for all this bullshit. This is my time. If I'm paying for, if we're going Dutch, that's dandy. Is it still okay to say Dutch, going Dutch?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a slam to the Dutch?
Kenzie?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's like, never mind. Go ahead.
I see what you're getting at, yes. Yeah, you don't want to be a... mistakenly negative.
All right.
26% of people say it is acceptable to use your phone in a movie theater during previews.
I'd be okay with that.
Same here. However, 6% say it's acceptable to text during a movie, and 3% it's acceptable to talk on the phone during the movie.
What percent?
3.
Okay. You know, there's always going to be enough people in there to screw up a survey. Even though it should be obvious.
Right.
I wonder what the justification is. Did they say, all right, it's okay if it's an emergency?
No.
If it's an emergency, get up and go talk outside.
Right.
God, I just want to ask him, at what time do you think it wouldn't be acceptable to talk on the phone? What scenario? Where would you be?
I would use the tent so you didn't have to worry about being discourteous to anybody if you didn't really know what all the rules were, if you won't do it in church. Don't do it anywhere. You answer the phone in my church. We're going to stop everything.
Oh, look at that. It's an impromptu baptism.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
I was just baptized last week.
You need a refresher.
In the name of... Let's see. I forgot the words. It's, Daddy? No, that ain't right. Just stay down there till I figure this out.
It's
I know that there's a spook in here someplace.
I believe. Do y'all see what's going on? pastor's waterboarding that man.
You answer the phone again? Huh? Say something. Spell meretricious. I think that should be a pretty good rule of thumb, is if you wouldn't do it in church, it's probably not acceptable in any other environment.
Yeah. Okay, now I want to be a pastor just for that moment to happen.
That doesn't mean you can't use a phone in public, but if there's any question, hey, I wonder if I should use my phone here. Go back to the church scenario.
Mm-hmm.
If it's important, fine, use it. But if you're just taking a phone call or somebody, no.
I'd want to blowgun him from the pulpit. If you didn't have the big tub, you know, for the baptism.
Not miss a beat.
I just pull out, you know, one of those new double whammy stun guns with the dual cartridges. Just hit them from the pulpit.
Oh, the new taser? Ooh, yeah, be fun.
Or just...
Ooh, look who found the power of the Lord.
Or just pull out, what they call it, the lawgiver. Hold it up to your face. Grenade.
Like in Judge Dredd?
Yep.
Grenade. Everyone in that pew just sees the guy on the phone. They all just slowly inch away.
Holy sh... Stand up. Isn't that the way it worked?
Yeah.
Dredd would talk to his gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would repeat the command.
Right.
Grenade.
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 Okay, I'm sorry, guy.
No, that's fine. Phones and such. Everyone's been going crazy over the 21-year-old Jasmine. How did you say that you thought her last name was? The three-boob chick? Tridevil?
I said Tridevil.
Tridevil. We'll go with that. Jasmine Tridevil.
I'm just guessing because three boobs, tri.
Makes sense. Jasmine Tridevil in Tampa, Florida, because she had a third breast implanted. Now, we pretty much figured out that it's a hoax, and there are some other reasons why that we didn't get to yesterday. Jasmine Tridevil is almost certainly a fake name of a woman named, actually, Alicia Hessler. Alicia looks exactly like Jasmine, and she registered the domain jasminetridevil.com. Secondly, on a website where Alicia advertises her massage services, she wrote that she's a, quote, provider of internet hoaxes since 2014 and a specialist in massage for three-breasted women. Also, Alicia made the news back in December when she said she was attacked by a man outside of a nightclub and forced him to stand on a street corner wearing a dunce cap with a sign that said, "I beat women, honk if I'm a scumbag." When police got involved, she never filed charges and stopped returning their calls. Also, she was arrested in March for fraudulent use of personal information, using a fake ID to get into a club. That doesn't mean that this story's fake, it's a pattern of behavior. Also, she filed a stolen baggage claim at Tampa International Airport earlier this month, and one of the things she reported missing, a three-breast prosthesis. And then finally, the plastic surgeon went on the record and said no plastic surgeon would do that.
Possibly unless she went out of the country.
That there is that possibility, but she doesn't sound smart enough or she would have enough money to do that operation out of the country and to get there.
Well, out of the country, you're not going to have to pay as much money. I know allegedly she spent $20,000 for the implant or plants. We don't know if she got all three at once or just
the middle one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something else they really should have included in that story is Inside Edition refused to talk to her. That was enough. That was probably what kept anybody else from talking to her.
You're absolutely right. If Inside Edition says no, and to me, the other one, and you mentioned this yesterday, was just the amount of skin that you would have had to somehow take from someplace to get that middle boob to look natural. Otherwise, the middle, if someone was to do an actual middle implant, it'd be bony with the implant sitting on top of it. It would look like a bodybuilder chick with implants.
And the concept doesn't make any sense. Oh, I got an extra boob, so guys wouldn't take me out anymore.
Oh, honey, you're doing this backwards.
Mm-hmm. Tell them no. And why third boob? Why not just get a rhinoceros horn between your cans? You know, I mean, why the third boob?
Yeah, no, you're right. There are ways to go about it to really make yourself unappealing.
Plus, just that mentality, you know she's a gash.
Oh, God.
You really want to, even if she only had two boobs or whatever she's got now.
Well, she's just mentally disturbed on some level just because she's wanting this attention all in all these different ways.
Maybe she thought she was going to be able to pull this one off.
I don't know, maybe.
And she said she was booked for Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
Fallon or something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, that was on her Twitter or her Facebook. She was bragging about, oh, I'm going to New York to be on Inside Edition and Jimmy Kimmel.
It's just the pictures on the internet. It's not something I would want to see in person. It was weird enough to look at it in 2D.
Oh, yes.
I didn't even like the scene in a...
Total Recall?
Yeah. Hey, yet... No! Who goes with... Everything else on the body is dual, and you want to get three teats. Just like either get four or don't.
We can't work in this odd number stuff.
It's just freaky on the body. Do you have three of anything on your body?
Nope. It's either a single or a double.
I'm not talking about hair.
No, I know.
But I can't think of anything unless I'm missing something. Kenzie may have something.
Good question. Hang on, she's thinking.
No.
Okay.
No.
You're right. It's either single or double. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. Mm-mm. You get four boobs, go get your quad bra. I might want to see that. And I know somebody else has already said this. I'm going to say it anyway. Mm-hmm. Get two extra boobs on the back just so there's something to do when you get in the ass. Because I love playing with cans, and if there's two in the back when we're doing doggy, that's perfect, chick.
If there, might as well.
Hey, looky there! What a nice surprise.
That'd be a mother of a bra to get off, though.
Oh man.
Okay, where do I? Maybe it unsnaps on the side.
Yeah, I think it would have to. Because some bras can be, you know, confusing enough because you reach around the back and then you like, hey, where is it? Damn, it's a front clasp. She tricked me.
I don't think I've ever come across one of those.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's mean.
Yeah, unless you can hear, that's not it.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. But if I pull it up over your head, it will.
Are we making love or are we getting into a hockey fight?
Are we late?
Yes.
Well, of course we are.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
505. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Long Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Highway 287, Decatur cutoff. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 287, just before I-20, got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Kennedale Sublet Road. Still in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at Forest Park. Got an accident there. Sorry, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from Summit Avenue. Moving into Hearst, southbound Loop 820, right at Glenview Pipeline. Still got that accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from 183. And finally, in Richardson, northbound 75, just before Renner Road, got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still jacked up, though, back from the high 5. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot to win a pair of tickets to Freakers Ball, plus a 4-pack of tickets to Cutting Edge Haunted House. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Clear tonight, 63 for the low, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, a high of 88. Right now, 86, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Go ahead, Dan.
How? How can I possibly do that with you and Chloe?
This is no slam on you, but it feels like during the breaks, like you're the teacher,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. Chloe and me are passing nasty notes.
He's over there trying to ignore us. Maybe they'll stop.
Yeah.
And he never, ever asks us what we're talking about because he doesn't want any part of it.
Sometimes it's best to just let him finish.
The break will be over soon.
I'm not looking down on you.
Don't
I'm
have to stop.
Sometimes I'm fascinated by what you guys are talking about. Other times I'm doing something else.
But really, with Dan, Chloe and I can be talking normal volume. And he can still zone us out.
Yeah.
I can.
Like we weren't saying anything. You just, no matter what. Sometimes
and it's not that he's not paying attention or he's acting like he can't hear us. I'd stop and ask Dan something about this show, and he'd look up and go, I'm sorry, what? how did we get off on specialty guns? I forgot. We're still talking about Dread?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said, I wish I had one of those guns that said those things.
Oh, isn't that what they called it in Judge Dredd, the lawgiver?
That I don't. I think that's right.
But Alfie, yeah. Do you know?
Looking it up now.
But yeah, it was the gun that he could just give the voice command for what type of bullet or action he wanted the gun to perform. Because they had the bullets that would go through a wall. They had the grenades. They had just armor piercing. They had stun bullets, I think.
That's it, the lawgiver.
He would hold the gun up. Like next to his face and give it the command mode. Grenade.
Grenade.
And it would obviously shoot grenades. I was just thinking of maybe since DPD, they're getting a new batch of quote unquote safer stun guns.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, if you want to hit them with something non-lethal that would probably stop them in the moment, get a gun that just shoots out shit. Hit them right in the face. Because you know that's going to debilitate them for a second.
Yeah.
Do you really want to stand there in a fight with all over your face?
No, uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
Just hold a gun up to your face. Bullwinder.
Bullwinder.
Then have it wrap around their head.
Oh, God. Next thing you know, their hands are up saying, get it off.
Man, and once the word gets around. Dude.
Hey, don't go to Dallas. Go ahead and pick Garland over Dallas now. Dallas is carrying around guns.
And you know cops would protect those? Ain't no way. A perp is going to get one of those away.
I'd rather get shot by a real gun than a cannon. Bullwinder.
Bullwinder.
It would work miracles as far as crowd control.
Yeah, instead of hosing them down with, you know, like when they have to bring, in a riot, they bring out the fire department and they hose them down with water.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring them into the side.
No clue what he said.
Just come out with a big gun. It says it on the side.
Does that say 50 caliber cannon? All right, forget about my constitutional rights.
Yeah, I don't really care about any of that anymore. I don't care what the minimum wage is. I don't care if my student loan debt is forgiven.
I don't want to get shot with the cannon. This obviously isn't funny to Kenzie.
She's over there with judging eyes.
I don't get it. No, I get the.
Would you want to get shot in the face with fecal matter?
No, but y'all are like going into detail about like everything.
Is that gross? Yeah.
No, I'm just lost. It's still funny.
That's about
though.
As simplistic as you can get. Mm. A gun that shoots out.
No, I know, but like the conversation, like.
Are you bored?
No.
Are you surprised that grown people are talking about this?
Not at all.
That's what's supposed to be funny. Because if 6-year-olds were talking about this, it wouldn't be funny.
No.
Nope. And I'd be bored if we weren't talking about S cannons.
Okay.
K
Police departments are always worried about liability.
Yeah. Now the downside is that would never be approved just from a
what?
A biohazard standpoint. But just being able to just imagine as an officer getting to say into your weapon,
Bullwinder.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Bullwinder. Ooh, that's good. However, I do feel bad for them when they have to go through the training to get that weapon. Similar to the tasers, they have to be hit with it.
I would say that would be one you don't have to get hit with because cops don't have to get shot.
Well, that is true.
And I'm sure they don't get hit with batons.
I was going to say, I don't know if they go
through. I don't know why the taser is one of the taser and pepper spray.
Yeah.
Or mace, whatever they use now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That has to be tested on you before you can use it.
Yeah, you never have to get, like you said, you don't get shot. You don't get hit with that asp, which will break things.
Kenzie, do you know what an asp is?
Yes.
That police officers carry?
Yes. The whoosh.
That's menacing in itself, just when they pull it off of their belt and they slap it open.
Ugh.
Man, that's worse than mama coming at me.
I used to have one.
What happened to it?
I can't remember. One of my friends got it somehow and gave it to me, and I lost it. And it was ridiculous.
Okay. Where were we?
Poop cannon. On the lawn.
I still like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just get one of those big military MRAPs. Put a cannon on it. Just call it... Monster storm.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah. Paint it brown.
Here it comes.
I know.
They still call it SWAT. It would stand for.
Yep.
You know what it would stand for.
There you go.
I got nothing else.
Now, let all the hostages go. Here comes SWAT. A recent study. I know.
Ignore me.
Okay. A recent study found 44% of women and 48% of men have asked for a raise. That's ever. And of those who did, 85% of the people.
Yeah, give me the percentages.
And a recent study found that only 44% of women and 48% of men have ever asked for a raise.
All right.
That sounds really low.
It really doesn't. I'm just kind of surprised that what that's saying is half the people that ever had a job never asked for a raise. Maybe they always felt like, well, I guess this is all they have and it's all they can pay, so there's no reason to, you know, rock the boat.
Yeah, unless there's...
Create a stink.
Unless there's some companies...
No reason to load up the cannon.
Unless there's some company out there that actually still will just give every year a cost of living increase and everybody's kind of okay with it.
Yeah, Clear Channel hasn't heard of that.
Well, they've heard of it.
Food? You want with food?
That's crazy.
What?
You eat that much, that means you're not going to be working. Anyway, there are some proven tricks to help you out if you do intend on asking for a raise. For starters... You need to make the first offer. That way, you give your boss somewhere to work down from. If you let them offer a certain amount, that's what you'll get. And it's pretty tough to negotiate up.
What I like to do, and it doesn't always, well, it works for me,
mm-hmm.
is I'm going to guess they always think, just like buying a house, you list it for more than you want. So if you go, hey, I want an extra $100 a year, they'll come back with a counteroffer.
Yeah.
Anytime I've negotiated my contract, I would say, okay, I'm going to give you a number. And that's the number. Not being ugly, not trying to be a dick about it. Playing games gets nobody anywhere.
Right.
If I give you a number, to me, that's fair, and that's what's going to keep me happy. And you can't vary from that, because if you do it once, any negotiations from that point forward are screwed.
Yep. And it's always worked for you.
Yeah, it has.
To the surprise of many executives. Another thing you can do is not use round numbers. Instead of saying you want to make, for example, $65,000 a year, say $65,600 and justify the weird number however you want to. Maybe it's exactly a 15% raise, something like that.
Got it.
A study found that if that if you use a round number like 65 grand, there's a good chance they'll cut it way down to another round number like 60. But if you say 65, 600, they won't cut as much and might counteroffer with 65.
I guess you have to, anytime I've suggested it to anybody about not playing games, mm-hmm. it turns out I'm always wrong. It's like with my house. I said, all right, here's what I want for it. Can't we just list it for that and tell people looking at it, this is bottom line, there are no games. No, you got to ask, you know, like X amount more because there's always going to be negotiations. Well, I'm not coming down below this, so why do we need to play those games and stretch this out?
The thing is, I don't think you have to. That's just the way everyone's always done it, so that's the way they do it. It's like a tradition thing. If you want to, right now, if you want to sell your house for whatever and just put out in the literature, online, MLS, whatever, this is the listing, and it's firm. You can do it. It's your house. You can do what you want.
But you can list firm. I've seen cars listed for sale before,
mm-hmm.
used cars that would say, you know, $3,000 firm. And, you know, people still always try and jack them around.
Right. I think it's because we always are looking for a deal, especially if and it might turn potential buyers off. Let's say you're trying to sell a house for $1,000 and it's $1,000 firm. Someone may look at it and go like, eh, I don't feel like messing with that. It's not really, I don't feel like paying $1,000 for it.
Let's make them an offer and see if they'll take it.
Right. I'll give them $800.
Yeah, you know, with a house, you can get away with taking less than what you ask for because it's not like you're going to have a continuing relationship with that person.
Right.
If you ask for something at a job and if you tell them I'm not playing games and I'm not trying to be a dick, here's what I want. If you come down off of that, it's a bad precedent. Now, if you don't really have a family or anybody that depends on you, you can get away with it.
Quit acting so coy.
Thank you.
Another way you can use the raise thing to your advantage is ask for a raise during a big project, not after it's done. A study in 2011 found that managers actually value their employees more during a project than after it's finished, even if you did a really good job on it.
And it also depends on what the job is. If it's highly trained, which this job isn't, which still surprises me, I have any leverage, but that's not the point. It's like the fast food workers. We're going to go on strike. Yeah, certainly we're not going to be able to find anybody that can fry meat. Where's the next generation of meat fryers going to come from?
No, you're right, because you're talking about something that people and pretty much every kitchen at a home can do.
And start, yeah, if I can cook it at home myself, then there's no special talent there. But again, I'm not slamming fast food workers. I've done it. What I think now sets a lot of fast food places apart from the other ones is the customer service. Because yeah. Really, most places, fast food, burger, not really that different. If there's really good customer service, that's where I'm going back. It's like when I went to, again, not a spot for them, In-N-Out a couple of nights ago.
Right.
It was a pleasant adventure.
It was an actual experience as opposed to just something that you had to do.
Well, I didn't have to explain anything. I didn't have to check the burgers to see if what I got was right. And everybody was nice, expedient, and it was tasty. But if you go someplace else, this is where Chloe loses. Want a hamburger with this on it. And Chloe always knows they're going to put cheese on it.
Or at least they're going to ask.
They don't ask at certain places, right? You just say hamburger and you get a cheeseburger regardless.
Oh, yeah. If you just ask for a hamburger and let's say you just change one of the other ingredients, like no onions or whatever. They don't go as far as to ask, would you like cheese on it? It automatically comes with cheese. I'm surprised it's not attached to the damn patty when it comes in there. It's like one of those things you just... Is it impossible to get what you want at a fast food restaurant without having to ask several questions and threatening them? You know what? If I eat this cheese, I'm going to die. I'm going to die right here. You know what? I'm going to explode right here. You know what? If you put cheese on it, I'm going to burn down this whole entire building. I'm going to eat your family. I'm going to crap them out in Lake Minnetonka. Okay? So what I'm going to do.
Not even a place you can go visit their remains.
Nope.
Yeah. Alfie, the next time he goes off sitting, since you guys sit the same desk area, see if you can record it.
Got it.
I almost did it the other night when he was talking about, I said, okay, do I want to go to In-N-Out? Since I'm on the low-carb thing, I'll throw the buns away. Do I want to go there? He goes, yeah. He's going, they got two things on the menu, hamburger and cheeseburger.
I come in by nothing else. There's no small print. There was nothing. And it's like in 140 font. Hamburger, price. Cheeseburger, price. That's it.
I think the only thing they asked me was, did I want onions? And was there anything else? Went, nope. And everything was the way it was supposed to be.
Occasionally, they'll ask, would you like some fries? I'm like, no. Would you like a shake? And that's about as far as they've ever went.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, whatever. Kenzie, do you have problems at drive-thrus?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Dan.
I got in a fight with a guy over an egg roll once.
Now you've got her attention.
What happened?
I was ordering my mom and I food.
My mom and me.
Nuh-uh.
Were you ordering food for I?
My mom and I.
Me.
Yeah.
What?
You're right, Russ. You're wrong, Kenzie.
No, he's not.
It's yes. What? It's...
Alfie, Google it.
You don't have to Google it. How are you going to Google what you and your mom
Do
were
you
ordering?
You want to hear my egg roll story?
I'm just trying to help you with your vocabulary.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Mom and me. Okay. I was ordering. Oh, my gosh. He tried to charge me for something that I didn't even want. And I started screaming at him. I said I wanted two egg rolls. And he gave me three. And I tried to give. That's not what happened. Wait.
J.J. Abrams left William Shatner out of his first two Star Trek movies, even though he had Leonard Nimoy play the older
right in the
version.
Middle, she goes, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, that wasn't me.
That's not right. I don't remember.
J.J. Abrams what?
J.J. Abrams left William Shatner out of his first two Star Trek movies, even though he had Leonard Nimoy play the older version of Spock in both of them.
I don't think Shatner's been in any Star Trek after the last crossover. I think it was Generations, where it was old Star Trek, new Star Trek.
Correct.
Nimoy wasn't in that one. I think the last one they were in together, both of them, was the Undiscovered Country.
That is also correct. Star Trek VI.
And Nimoy was in a lot of the Star Trek Next Generation. I don't know how many times. Might have been once, twice, whatever. But nobody's used Shatner, so my guess is nobody wants to work with him.
I wonder that as well, and there's one reason why the J.J. Abrams thing hasn't happened yet for the new Star Trek movies, but it's possible that could be corrected in the third installment. Sources say both the old Kirk and Spock will appear. At least that's what's in the script right now. This would be, as Russ said, the first time Shatner and Nimoy appear together as Kirk and Spock since 1991's Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. Now, if all this is going to happen, Shatner needs to be made aware of it. On Twitter, he said, I don't know anything about the current gossip. Nobody has contacted me right now. It's just rhetoric to cause hype. Now, J.J. Abrams actually...
To me, that already says he's a pain in the ass to work with.
Right, and this is even worse. J.J. Abrams had a cameo written for Shatner in the first Trek movie, but Shatner was adamant about wanting to do more than just a cameo, so it didn't work out.
Again, they keep using Nimoy over and over. Nimoy was in both of the relaunch of Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And actually interacts with the young Spock, which kind of seems squirrely.
Yeah. It made sense in the story, though.
Sort of. I mean, you're not really supposed to mess with
the past.
And that's what Spock struggled with.
Yeah, but they already, like, blew up Vulcan, so.
Who blew up Vulcan?
The bad guy.
Oh, them.
The bad Romulan guy. He blew up Vulcan, remember?
Yeah, with the face tattoo.
Yeah.
You're not talking about Khan.
No.
Who's the guy with the face tattoo?
From the very first new Star Trek.
The Romulan that waited in space for like 20 years. Next to that,
you know what? I've seen the relaunch Star Trek. I don't remember him. What was the tattoo of?
Just weird Romulan stuff on his face, like Mike Tyson.
Yeah. It's like Romulan tribal stuff on his face.
Where do you get something like that done? Basement of a guy in with a wheelchair? Sorry, Kenzie.
At a Romulan's house.
Hey, it was cool. It was a
blast. I got it. Hey. Where'd you get that tattoo? Romulan rave party?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so is Shatner, nobody's talked to him, so he has no clue what's going on.
No.
You know, he couldn't have been that difficult to work with. He was on the entire run of Boston Legal.
I don't know, but maybe that's different.
Anybody that's worked, Spader's never said anything bad about him. He just said, kind of covertly, yeah, we weren't really just like hanging out buddies.
Right. But maybe it's different when Shatner, when it comes to playing Kirk. Maybe he feels some sort of ownership over.
Well, there should be some sense of propriety.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started this. Well, not really. Roddenberry started. He just got lucky. But he stiffed us on every interview that we've... Even had me set up here. I don't tape any interviews.
No.
And because Shatner's one of the few people we've never had on from Star Trek. We've had on... I've talked to Nimoy before. Walter Koenig. The deep voice guy. George Takei.
Yes.
Thank you. So I thought, all right, I'll record this one. Supposed to be, I think we were doing mornings at the time.
I believe so.
So it was supposed to be like at 11 o'clock. I call, ready to go. Yeah, Bill stepped out. We had an interview. Well, he should be right back. Can you call back in a couple hours? No. No. I'm helping him for, I think it was his book. No. But there was this expectation, or especially when I said no, and he goes, huh? No, I'm not sitting around, not waiting. I don't need it. Plus, I get more content out of this if he stiffs me.
Yeah.
Then I could bag on him for the next few years.
And if he ever actually does come on the show, you've got something else to start the conversation with.
I'd rather talk to somebody that really wants to, be a part of the show and still promote whatever they're doing. I hate to keep going back to Kevin Pollak, but he was probably one of the most, I don't have a word better than nice, amiable.
It's all going to be synonymous with nice, so just stick with nice. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially when with Hollywood types, you don't get that very often. That's why whenever I hear a celebrity, especially big-time celebrities, say what are some of the secrets of their success, they say they're nice. They be nice to people. That was one of the things that they were told. Be nice. So I am. The biggest one I can think of that's like that is The Rock. He talks about that on Twitter on a fairly regular basis as far as when people ask for advice. One of the first things he says is, be nice to people.
You get up in your mansion, your estates, and you've got a posse. We're really late, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. This sucked anyway.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:38, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. A whole lot going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Long Avenue. Got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to the Golden Triangle. Also in that backup, right at the North Loop, got another accident blocking the left lane. Moving into Hearst, southbound Loop 820, right at Glenview Pipeline. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to 183. And Grapevine, northbound 121, right at Grapevine Mills Boulevard.
got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to 114. Excuse me, in Frisco, northbound on the tollway right at Stonebrook Parkway, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to Gaylord. And in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Lamar Griffin, got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages, but traffic is still backed up back to Fort Worth Avenue. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see the Pretty Reckless this Saturday at the House of Blues. Plus, you get access to a meet and greet and a Q&A with Cindy Skull on an acoustic glass performance. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cotton Patch Cafe. Clear skies tonight, 63 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and 88 for the high. It's 86 right now and 97.1 to Eagle.
Yeah. Yeah. You like it, and you don't you?
I do. It's really terrific.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
The Eagle.
Okay, what were we doing?
I've actually got a another setting for your gun that you would like to have. Where you were talking about the S cannon and
blowing fecal matter out of it,
right?
Yeah.
From Captain Howard, from the Dallas Sheriff's Office. He says, "I want a gun that shoots out job applications." That would be a deterrent.
I get it. I think you should stop there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Captain Howard. I responded with, "I'm really glad I wasn't drinking anything when I read that." That had been ugly. The hell is that? All right. Jordan Subban scored his first goal in the NHL of any kind for the Vancouver Canucks in their exhibition game against the San Jose Sharks on Tuesday night. Yay, good for him. However, the Vancouver Sun spotlighted the moment with a photograph on their website that really was awful. In the caption, because there's one, two, three, four, there's five hockey players celebrating a goal. All right.
And this is a still shot.
Yes, in a photograph, still shot. Five hockey players celebrating a goal. In the caption, it reads, "Vancouver Canucks celebrate goal by Jordan Subban. Parentheses, dark guy in the middle. Jordan's black."
I assume that.
He's the one black guy in the...
Maybe it's acceptable in, you say, Canada?
It's Canada, but I don't think it is because the Vancouver Sun apologized for it.
You know, we brought this up earlier. We're talking about all the typos that you see on online news stories. I see it all the time on CNN online.
Right.
You still would think that it would still have to go through an editor. Where somebody look at that and go, okay, all right, we're Canadian, but there's got to be something better than the dark guy in the middle.
I don't know.
And if he's in the middle, why do you need to add dark guy?
Because some people may not know who this player is.
But if he's in the middle and you say that's that guy, then I'm going to know it's that guy.
Well, of the five guys in the photo, there's only one, two, where their names can be somewhat read.
Okay.
So you have to identify which guy scored the goal.
But if the guy's in the middle, you don't even really have to say his name. You can go, hey, the guy in the middle is the one that scored the goal. Why do you have to...
No, you're right. It could have just been Jordan Subban, parentheses, middle,
mm-hmm.
and that would have worked. Instead, they added dark guy in front of that. There's the photo.
Okay. There are five guys. Then what you say is Jordan Subban?
Subban.
Center. Because that's exactly where he is in the photo. I don't know why you need some other type of description. I mean, you could play the one of these things game if you want.
Yeah. I think this was intentional. I think it was one of those, but not meant to necessarily offend. I think it was just to be descriptive, but in a non, I think trying to be in a non-racist manner.
Let me see the picture again.
Because the caption reads, dark man? Dark guy?
Dark guy in the middle.
Dark guy in the middle. I think he was trying to do it in a way that didn't sound as bad as it could. I mean, obviously, he's not like he said, he didn't say black guy, just in the parentheses. Because then he, that might.
African American.
I guess he could have done that, but that's Canadian. So I don't know where this guy was born. I don't know if it's African Canadian or is it still African North American?
He's the only guy in the picture whose number isn't showing. Had his number, that's why I wanted to see the picture again. Had his number been showing, you could have said number whatever number he is. I'd just say number 40.
Right.
But in the picture, it's kind of a group hug. I don't get. You know, with the internet, you're able to. It's not like you're making the first mistake. You see people make these mistakes all the time. And certainly you peruse the internet, so you know not to use anything derogatory.
You'd think. And that's why I think.
Dark really isn't.
And that's why I think this was, you know, an intentional thing, but not trying to be mean. He was trying to be descriptive in a non-racist manner.
Was it supposed to be funny in a way, do you think?
I guess that's a possibility as well. But this was on their website, so maybe they thought, hey, we'll have a little sense of humor, have a little fun with it. Now, to answer your question from earlier, Russ, about editors, what you and I know about the newspaper-type setup, I don't know if they have that anymore because the newspapers have been absolutely shredded as far as staff and editors and writers.
That's why you've lost a lot of – I haven't looked at a real newspaper in years.
You should. It's kind of fun. It's nostalgic.
I get it. So I don't even know. Do they still have columnists?
Yes.
In the real newspaper?
Yeah. Mark Davis' column still is in the Dallas Morning News. It's not just on the website. They'll still have the staff editorial.
But yeah, with the advent of the internet, then a lot of really big writers. Ed Bark, Kinsey's pointing at TV. What? The what?
George Bush salute thing.
The what?
George Bush with his dog doing the salute thing.
I know. I know they're moving colors and shapes and everything, but calm down.
Puppy.
Did the puppy that tell us? I want a puppy.
I'm never talking to you.
You make that promise all the time. And
well, we were talking
about it an hour ago.
Okay.
Well, don't go cray-cray on me.
Bye, Felicia.
You crunk.
That's jank.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Now I've lost it.
It was editors and where they've gone. You haven't even read like, actual paper.
Ed Bark.
Yep.
Used to write for the Dallas Morning News, a TV critic. Big name. My guess is they let him go because they were just being tight asses. Well, do we really need a TV critic? Yeah, you really do. You got to hang on to somebody, even if you're only going to be online, somebody with some type of journalistic experience instead of somebody goes, yeah, I can write. And Ed Bark was with the Morning News all the way back. And before, I remember when he interviewed a bunch of the actors for Hill Street Blues when it premiered.
Jesus.
So he's obvious. Has a history.
Yeah.
But newspapers decide, well, we don't really need all this. Everything's got to be in a sound. Think of sound bites in a written form.
Yeah, it's got to be quick.
So why do we need these people if all we're using are graphic clips? Who's the guy that listens to us that used to write for the Morning News as well?
Robert
Powell. Same thing. We don't really need a columnist who wants to know somebody else's view on something. I do. I used to read his column all the time.
And it actually happens all the time now because some of the people that have the most followers, real people, not stupid families like the Kardashians, but the most followers on, say, Twitter or Facebook or even YouTube, most of them are on there to give out some type of an opinion that gets a rise out of people, and those people are among the most popular.
Well, people want to see video now. It's video generation. Nobody really reads anymore.
And see, that's not true.
It's not true because How many e-readers do they sell every year now?
Right.
Obviously, reading isn't that antiquated.
It's not.
Or again, if I didn't have a show, I wouldn't read. I've never read a complete, maybe Shatner's book, front to back. Other than that, never completed a book. Have no clue.
I would
high school, college, it didn't matter what they gave me.
No.
Faked it, cheated, asked somebody else, made it up. I have no idea how the Red Badge of Courage ends.
I don't either. I can't remember. I read it, but I don't remember, so it doesn't do you any good to read it anyway. But what was so compelling about Shatner's book?
It was just a lot of good stories. Right. It wasn't all Star Trek related.
It was a book about TV.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't all television. It was different parts of his life.
Well, yeah.
He addressed when his wife drowned.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long since I don't know. I don't make any difference. I'm not talking to him.
If it wasn't for the show, I would like to think I would read more.
I wouldn't.
I know I've read on vacation before, and then it's kind of like, okay, am I going to finish this before I go back to work? Get back to work, didn't finish the book. Oh, well, wait till next vacation.
Books, without pop-ups, I'm not wasting my time. I like surprises.
Turn the page. Ooh, a castle.
A puppy.
Slide back and forth. Yeah, the little slide at the bottom of the page where you can pull it up and down and the characters move.
Yeah.
I remember the castle pops up and down.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken, the top part of castle's getting in the ass.
No, oh, I did not have that book. I had the Twas the Night Before Christmas, and you pull the tab and Santa would go into the chimney, then out of the chimney.
That sounds gay.
It's not gay at all.
You guys, was he naked?
No, it was Santa going down the chimney. You pull the tab and it'd show him going from the sleigh or the roof, going up and into the chimney.
Could you see his hole?
No.
When you pull the tab up and down, did it pooch?
No, it was Santa. It was Twas the Night
Like this?
Ooh. No, when, no.
When his reindeers kissed it?
Yeah.
No. It was a kid's book.
Okay.
Not this freaky adult thing that you guys got going on.
Nothing wrong with getting a rim job from a reindeer.
Yeah.
I think they're
from Blitzen.
You know it wasn't Rudolph. His nose was the wrong color.
Yeah.
Unless Santa had hymns.
Oh. Maybe that's why they didn't let him play the reindeer games.
Because that was Rim and Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is really sick. I'm 54.
Yes, you are.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
604, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Whole lot going on. Here's the worst of it. Starting off in Dallas, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, just before Singleton. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Webb Chapel. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. This one has traffic completely stopped all the way back from the bush. Also in that backup right at Josie, got another accident blocking the two right lanes. It's Richardson. Into Richardson, southbound 75, right at Spring Valley. Got some debris in the roadway blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Campbell Road in Grapevine. Northbound 121, right at Grapevine Mills Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 114. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Long Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Golden Triangle. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. 63 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 88. Right now, it's 86 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Did you have any audio we didn't get to that you want to?
There was one thing specifically. I had a news story that went along with it, but I think it's this weekend is the season premiere of, I think it's Family Guy / The Simpsons. They have a crossover episode.
I saw the promos for that.
Yeah. And the Parents Television Council and some other groups, the show is already taking heat for a supposed rape joke that's in the show.
Yeah, I'm not big on rape jokes.
And most people shouldn't be.
Unless it's prison, then that's okay.
However, when asked, there was the head of a woman's group, and she actually didn't have a problem with the joke. She said, if you listen to the context of it, it's actually meant to show what an awful joke it is.
Okay.
So she's like, you can find the humor in it. It's not really a joke about rape. It's in the context. So if you want to hear it, it's cut three. This is Bart Simpson is trying to teach Stewie Griffin how to do prank calls on Mo.
Hey, you want to make a prank phone call?
Ooh, prank phone call.
Mo's Tavern, Mo speaking.
Yeah, I'm looking for a friend. Last name Keybum, first name Lee.
Yeah, hang on, I'll check. Hey, guys, do I got a Lee Keybum? Come on, look at the stools. Is there a Lee Keybum?
Oh, my God, that's amazing. That's the coolest thing ever. Hey, I want to try.
Okay.
Mo's Tavern.
Hello, Mo. Your sister's being raped. Is that one? You see the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand if you broke it down in a comedic structure. The second guy didn't really get it.
Right.
How you make prank phone calls.
That's right.
All right. Kenzie, you're a chick. Are you offended?
No. Okay. Because of context.
Right.
Am I offended when it's a normal?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Well, that's why you don't hear me say anything about it. So are they calling for the entire...
Some people are saying they want it either taken out, they want the show rewritten, or not to air, whatever Fox wants to do, but they don't think that that joke should air. And by they, specifically the Parents Television Council.
How'd they get a preview of it?
Actually, I had this audio, I don't know, like a month or two ago. They had a five-minute teaser thing that was...
promoting the crossover.
Yeah, that was a promotional deal that they released at Comic-Con in San Diego over the summer. So this isn't a brand new thing. Except now that the show is going to actually air on Sunday.
But again, both shows aren't for children. And
no.
I'm going to guess is the Simpsons, I know Family Guy's done a lot worse.
Yeah.
Simpsons, I don't know how close to the edge they get. I've never watched a complete episode of The Simpsons.
They've never gotten that edgy. And you're right. Now, granted, it's not meant to be a family or it's not meant to be a children's show, but the Parents Television Council, they took it upon themselves to say, look, you know, there's no instance where this should be accepted, that this is funny.
I don't know. You got a room full of people, all demos. This room and a female.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's something I always stay away from because I don't see any humor in it, but I get.
You get that joke.
Yeah. Did I do it right?
Is that one?
Ooh, goody. I don't know. Is it is that important to the crossover? Is this the first time they've ever done this?
For a full
two shows meet?
No, for a full episode, it is.
An episode of The Simpsons or Family Guy?
That I don't know.
Alfie does.
They've had Peter Griffin in The Simpsons at least once before.
But is this an episode of The Family Guy or Simpsons?
Kind of both.
Or is it going to air in The Simpsons time slot or Family Guy?
I think it's going to air in The Simpsons time slot, but it's...
So it would be an episode of The Simpsons?
I guess. That's the weird thing with a crossover.
They're both shows are getting credit for it because it's like a complete immersion into both worlds somehow.
And TV Guide, does it say Simpsons / Family Guy?
Yes. With Russ, it's like who's ever time slotted in, they get it. Because like when people tune into that time every week, what do they do?
What if it's both?
Well, if they are in both time slots, but again, the first one's going to get all the credit for it, the ratings.
Mm.
I don't care. They're cartoon characters. Making more money per episode than I do a year.
Yeah, amen to that.
Sitting in the studio, talking to... No, all right, never mind.
Ooh. Ixnay.
I know. Making funny voices. at least we're on television or video.
That's true.
Go ahead.
Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper said on Tuesday they'll work to reduce the calories Americans get from beverages by 20% over the next decade. How? By more aggressively marketing smaller sizes, bottled water, and diet drinks.
I don't know why, but that sounds like it's going to cost more. I don't drink sugary drinks.
Right.
But it's going to have to cost more.
The thing that I think is funny is how...
Because you're going to have smaller packages, cans. So they're going to have to produce them. And it can't be... Let's say they go from 12 ounces to 8.
Right.
It can't be that much more to make a 12-ounce can than 8. In fact, you're going to save money. But they're still going to dick us around someplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they even said that they'll somehow make more money on a smaller package than with the current... People have been moving away from soda on their own for several years. In response, Coca-Cola and Pepsi have been pushing smaller cans and bottles, which tend to be more profitable and are positioned as a way to control portions. They've also rolled out flavored versions of Dasani and Aquafina, respectively, as demand for bottled water has grown.
Isn't it funny? Dr. Pepper hasn't really said anything.
Oh, Dr. Pepper's in on this, too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. To me, Dr. Pepper, the diet tastes more like the regular than any other alternate version.
Hands down, period, no question about it.
You can make the switch from regular DP to diet. Be a little difference, but not a lot.
Whereas,
I don't get how Dr. Pepper figured that out and Coke and Pepsi can't.
Was DP less sweet to begin with?
I don't know. I haven't had a regular Dr. Pepper in a while.
No, I think they're both pretty similar.
I know DPs aren't sweet.
Mm-hmm. Just look at her face.
You ever had one?
Dr. Pepper?
No, a DP.
What's that?
That's a DP.
I don't know what you mean.
You know what an ATM is?
Yeah.
You know, ever had one of those?
Oh, I guess I don't know what it is.
We need to tell Dr. Thornton about Urban Dictionary.
Should I tell him?
Yes.
All right, let me turn the mics off. Take your headphones off so you can hear me. Okay. It's about as quick as I can do it.
Mm-hmm. That was solid.
I'm out on those. I never tried them. I'm sure they're sweet, though.
You never tried the ATM?
No, I never did.
Has anybody ever tried it on you?
No.
You always refused it when they pulled it out of your butt.
Yeah. I mean.
Uh-huh, you're caught.
I'm not talking that. That's got doo-doo on it.
The announcement was made at the Clinton Global Initiative in New York City and comes as the country's three biggest soda makers face pressure over the role of sugary drinks.
Is Kenzie okay?
Yeah.
You dropped something?
Yes.
Okay. I just saw you bend over. I didn't know if you wanted ATM.
No, definitely not.
The three biggest soda makers face pressure over the role of sugary drinks in fueling obesity rates.
What?
The announcement was made at the Global Clinton Initiative. What I think is sad, though, it's the soda companies are getting, like this story even said, blowback from consumers as if it's the soda company's fault that people are drinking too much of their product.
Yeah, you don't have a Coke truck pull up in front of your house every day, walk up to your front door with a Glock and go, drink it.
Exactly.
Suck this.
I can't believe you would make such devil juice available to everyone.
I know that, I guess it was Bill Clinton... I think it's in this story said, a lot of lower income people get a lot of their calories from sugary drinks.
Yeah, he did.
All right, so what does that mean? If we cut back on calories with our drinks? Are lower income people going to starve? Or they shouldn't have sugary drinks?
I think it's a way of him trying to find a way to curb their consumption of the sugary drinks by having the soda companies take it upon themselves
to
be healthier.
Why don't you do research into why it costs more for fat-free, low-sugar foods as opposed to its fat, sugar?
It costs more to produce it.
Why?
Because, especially like with the soda, you make the soda. Well, actually, no, with the soda, you wouldn't think it'd be more expensive because you had to add sugar to make it sweet with the
aspartame, whatever they use now, may be cheaper than, maybe more expensive than pure cane sugar.
Yeah, and they may be paying for the, you know, the process to make it or whatever. But
That would be research I think the government should put money into. Why does fat-free, sugar-free food drinks cost more?
Yeah. Now with actual food, whole food things, then there's extra steps that they have to go through. Like if you want to get, like hamburger meat, you get 93% lean. That's tougher to come by than, say, the 80-20 because it's got to be processed again to get the fat out. Whereas the 80-20, that's just the regular beef. Just take it.
I bought 93 lean last night when I stopped by Tom Thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm still on the low-carb diet.
Right.
I went, all right, screw it. Obviously, I can eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat a lot of fatty meat. I bought a bunch of lean beef and turkey meat. Lettuce, tomatoes, sugar-free ketchup, mustard, onions. That's what I'm eating.
Good.
And it wasn't that expensive. Why is it so hard for people to eat on a limited budget?
Well, for one, you're one person.
Okay.
Think
I'm
of the
a lot
average,
of meat.
I understand. But then you got to factor in a family of four. But especially with a family of four, they're not doing just a low-carb thing. They're not just buying stuff for dinner. They're buying stuff for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's what I had for breakfast this morning. Great big flattened out beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes, onions.
Breakfast of champions.
I'm real tired, though.
I told you for breakfast to have some oatmeal.
That's too many carbs.
Oh, my God, man.
Alfie doesn't just one in. Get off the phone.
He's a call screener.
Shut up.
Yo,
get out. On the low-carb diet, if you have a high influx of carbs all of a sudden, that's going to screw up the entire time you've been on the diet.
Exactly. It's going to set you back at zero.
See?
So you,
I'm not at zero carbs. I'm at low carbs.
So you've been having oatmeal for breakfast?
No.
Have you been having any complex carbs at breakfast?
What is complex? You mean like?
Starch.
Like chick carbs?
Oatmeal.
High maintenance carbs?
Yes, in a way.
Like
flour-based?
No.
Okay.
Energy-wise, I'm pretty much okay. I figured out the energy drain was probably hangovers and allergies.
Probably.
At least the allergies I can adjust to.
The hangovers, however?
It's not going away.
Here to stay.
It's always hangover season.
True that.
Alfie, wouldn't that screw that up if I had oatmeal in the morning?
It'd be a different type of diet altogether. You wouldn't be doing low carb. You'd be doing sort of a healthy eating diet.
It'd be a restricted carb because I told him what he should do is if he can have his oatmeal before the gym. When he gets home from the gym, he can have a little more after the gym and then none the rest of the day, basically for breakfast and post-workout. That way there's no energy drop and he's got energy to do workouts. And you don't feel completely...
But now I get to eat meat.
Well, you can't...
You know how often I really get to eat full-blown flesh?
I know. You could still do it while having some oatmeal. That's all I'm saying. That way you don't feel like you're being robbed of something.
I'm not.
But you do what you want. That's fine.
If I lose weight, I don't care.
You've been doing it for like 2 weeks now. How do you feel?
It's been longer than 2 weeks.
I don't think so. I think you started... Was it a Tuesday or a Thursday?
Yeah, I think it's just 2 weeks.
No, it hasn't.
Pretty sure. Because I think we went through this.
Today is the 24th.
Right.
And I know when I talked about it, I said I got about a month before my birthday. So I think it was September 3rd.
Okay.
How do you know?
Because I heard you.
Heard me what?
You talked about it 2 weeks ago.
I talked about it on September 3rd. Listeners are going to remember. They'll back me up. Especially since they know there's a prize involved.
Stop. You're better than that.
I am not.
Well, try to be. I'm just trying to help you out, that's all.
I'm fine.
But okay, so whether it's been 2 weeks or 3 weeks, do you feel different? Do your clothes fit differently?
Pants are baggier in the butt.
There you go. That's a good sign.
I like baggy in the butt. Don't you? You're the one that gives me the shots in the butt. I don't mean the testosterone. I mean that.
No! Don't even finish that sentence. I give you injections. That's not any better.
You thought you were going to clarify.
Yeah, I really did. Yeah, it really backfired.
I give you butt injections.
Mm-hmm. God. And it really doesn't help, by the way, how you lock the door and turn the lights down low.
I don't want somebody walking in seeing you, seeing either one of us.
How could they? The lights, you have, you bolt the door.
Well, somebody could walk in. The reason I lock the door is I lean up against the door when you give me the shot in the butt.
Just say testosterone injection.
Now that's too descriptive.
Oh, that's not much better.
Not much, no.
When I give you... No.
The Hang blood on. Injections?
No, no. There's got to be a way to say this doesn't sound sexual.
Cream pie?
Yeah, that's really not it. That's going the complete opposite direction of what I'm hoping for.
Like facilitate?
Administer.
Thank you. Kenzie got one. When I administered the medicine.
The penis injection?
No.
I get emails from people will go, hey, when you're talking about this and you make a Dan sound gay, doesn't that kind of reflect on you too? Like, what do I care?
What's your point?
Either I'm going to get a chick or I'm not. If they don't get the radio show, I don't really care. I just want Dan to be uncomfortable when he's giving it to me in the ass.
You embrace that so much. And all too easily.
What do you want me to say? You know I don't like it.
You're right, you don't. And maybe that's what, you know, I find a little bit of enjoyment for myself.
But I keep that area back there really well kempt.
You do. And I guess on some level I appreciate that.
And I never complain after your sharp poke in the butt.
So you've noticed it's nice and clean.
You can't not. It's right in my face. All right.
Well, I try and make it look as unisex as possible. Keep everything clean, everything shaped. So if you look at it, you go, I don't really know if that's an old woman butt or an old man butt. So I'll just pretend it's, since I don't feel really uncomfortable, I'll just pretend it's an old man butt.
No! I'm thinking both are bad, but that one's even worse.
Okay. Then don't think of it as a butt shot.
I don't.
Okay. Think of it as a rectum job.
Oh.
Rim job?
Worse.
Red Eye Express?
Way worse.
You're trying really hard, Russ. I don't...
I'm giving as much as I can.
Dr. Thornton, you're giving him an A for effort?
Yeah. I mean, he's working with you, Dan.
I'm taking the A. Never mind.
That is crossing it, sir. God, help somebody out. Get F-bombed. According to a recent survey, the main way people watch TV online now is?
Online?
Mm-hmm.
That's my answer.
Okay, then that's wrong.
I've decided to go the Kenzie route.
It's actually YouTube. A research firm surveyed 2,400 consumers.
YouTube doesn't have full-blown TV episodes.
I know. A research firm surveyed 2,400 consumers about where they go to watch TV shows besides an actual TV. 38% said YouTube, 33% said Netflix, 17% Hulu, and 14% Amazon Prime.
I would have thought Hulu would have been higher up because you can watch that for free.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what you get if you give them $8 a month. But I think you can watch most TV shows on Hulu for free. YouTube is going
to
be clips.
Yeah, YouTube doesn't offer that many full episodes or seasons of TV, especially compared to Netflix and Hulu. So the issue that people don't even know is, so the real issue is that people don't even know what the survey meant by TV shows. Basically, people go to YouTube for anything and everything, clips from shows, clips of other people watching shows, random compilations and mashups that combine characters from different shows, parodies, whatever.
That's an aspect I never really thought of. Now the lines are blurred of what is watching television.
Right.
Well, it's on YouTube. That's not television. That's the internet. Well, but I can see video. Well, video is not necessarily television. So obviously it's gotten to a point where you can't have a survey about... I guess you'd have to say... No, they're still not going to get it.
No.
You said broadcast television.
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't YouTube broadcast?
Well,
you're really relying on people to know definitions of things, and that's really dangerous.
The only time I look at YouTube is if I'm on. There are a lot of documentaries, like full blown.
Yes,
I'll watch that. The rest of the stuff is just inane, truly bullshit. People who have no business in the video business or audio business. Here's me reviewing 4K HD ultra high definition television. All right, first of all, I don't have a 4K camera or 4K monitor, but I'm going to show you how this works. What are you showing me?
I got to take it out of the box. Hang on.
All right, we're going to take it out of the box, and then we're going to set it up, and we're going to shoot it with this 8mm camera. All of it's really, not all of it, a good portion is useless. But how am I supposed to process this information?
But a lot of the useless stuff is what has millions of hits.
That's what I don't get is, all right, we're going to review ultra high definition television.
Mm-hmm.
We can't show you what it looks like, but we can tell you it looks good.
Ooh.
All right. If this is a review that you could do on the radio, then you don't need the video aspect, especially since you can't show me what it looks like.
Yeah, just blog it.
4K television. Looks good. Wicked good.
Ooh, I will like this. YouTube might be the most popular way to watch TV-related stuff. And according to Google, views of TV-related content on YouTube grew 35% last year. The amount of time people spent viewing grew 65%. The official YouTube channels for cable and broadcast shows saw subscribers increase by 69%. So,
is there anything other than Netflix, Hulu that I can watch current TV shows on?
Amazon Prime.
Do they have anything different than Netflix and Hulu? Alpha, you know?
They have a couple different things. I think the biggest thing they have now is they have a good portion of the HBO stuff, which I think you already have HBO Go, so you know what I mean?
No, somebody changed their password after I stopped dating them.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:38, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Our single traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound of the toll, right at Beltline. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to 635. Also in Dallas, over Lake Ray Hubbard to westbound I-30, just before Dal Rock, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Goliad Street. This same accident has the right lane on the eastbound side shut down. That has traffic backed up back to Broadway Beltline. And at Richardson, southbound 75, right at Spring Valley, got an accident there. Got some debris there blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Campbell Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Clear tonight, 63 for the low, partly cloudy tomorrow, 88 for the high. Right now it's 86, but 97.1 the Eagle.
K-E-G-L, The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Kenzie, you need to back the camera up on Dr. Thornton. See how he's like four times the size of Dan and me? Looks like something from Land of the Giants. The hell it doesn't. What? Like Dr. Thornton is Dr. Shrinker. She got it fixed a little bit.
Shut up. Just do what I'm telling you. I can't go back anymore. The camera moves.
Yeah, that's good. And plus, that was smooth. Thanks. Go ahead, Dan.
All right. A man named Seamus Policelli is the drummer for a metal band called Decrepit Birth. Sounds like one of Kinsey's favorites. He's also now the creator of fart metal. It's about a minute of intense heavy metal interspersed with sound effects of the flatulence. Now, Seamus contends that it's not sound effects, it's all him.
Is there audio?
Cut to. This is on YouTube, by the way. And he says, every fart you hear is real and came from my own hole.
What are you pointing at, Dan?
I'm laughing at that giggle box in the corner named Kinsey.
She's one of the few chicks I know that laughs at farts. Now, first of all, this really isn't that inventive.
No.
Unless, in the video, do you see him farting to the music?
As much as you can. What he does, he starts out by eating a bowl of beans, and then he starts out rocking, and then he, in various cuts, it's his butt up against a microphone. But it's his butt in pants, so.
So you don't know what's coming out?
No.
I can't think of the guy. This was back when I was doing mornings at the Eagle in the 90s.
Mr. Methane?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing him. Mm-hmm.
I think all his stuff was real. He even had his own superhero outfit.
No, I remember it was real because I remember seeing him in his outfit. It was on the Stern Show when it was on E.
Yeah, it was a live performance.
It was a live performance, and they tested to make sure it was real. They put baby powder or whatever it was on when he was on his back in turtle position with his knees up to his chest. They put the powder on his crotch and backside, and then he pooted, and phew, there went the powder.
And he could actually fart to tunes. Sorry, I pulled up his website. There was somebody else that did a lot of fart songs. They did one specifically for us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who that was.
It was called Fart Clops.
Let's see if their website's still up.
And I remember they had a MySpace page, but at least their stuff was farts that was done to actual music, where it was instead of instruments, it was farts. Whereas what this guy's doing basically just sounds like random farts on top of music already being played.
Yeah, and I think we had the Fart Clops guy on, and he took the version of Johnny B. Goode that Chuck and I did and put farts with it. I don't have the audio, but I think this is Fart Clops. This is the lawnmower. They just call the song the lawnmower. Of course, there's no audio. And there's still no audio. It's playing, but there's...
Maybe they're silent.
That would be interesting.
As we all pass out.
It's not really an album I would buy.
No.
The SBD album. does this guy have a lot of different versions of songs?
No, as far as what I've seen, it's just this one.
All right, here's one of the fart flops.
Yeah.
Kenzie doesn't seem to like this one as much.
No, uh-uh.
You like it when it's set to music?
No, I just liked the metal breakdown. I didn't like the beginning, but when it broke down, it was just, it got me. This one's weird. It doesn't even sound like a fart. Like, if y'all hadn't told me, I would not have known what this was.
No, I think I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it is. It's because this isn't metal. It's more hip-hop-ish. Maybe that's why you don't like it.
No, it's just, like, quick. It's, like, really,
is
really
it too fast?
No, it's just hard to tell that it's an actual fart. Like, not everybody would be like, oh, my God,
so you prefer the metal over butt hop?
I don't like either one of them. They just, the metal one sounded more like a fart.
Yeah, this is like club farts.
Yeah.
You can almost see people dancing to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like EDF. Yeah.
I got you, Club.
What is that?
Electric dance.
Farts?
Yes.
Techno fart.
Yep.
Rain fart.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I remember, Fart Clops, they've got several albums.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm almost positive. I don't have it on my flash.
Oh, but you're going to look anyway? It doesn't hurt to look.
Let's see.
And you said he did it to Johnny B. Good?
Our Johnny B. Good. The one where I fall down?
That's right. Okay.
Dinosaur farts. Clove farts. It's a Pro Flowers clove fart. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay, Mother's Day is coming up May 12th. Right now from ProFlowers.com, you can get one dozen rainbow roses for $19.99, or you can double the roses. Get chocolates plus a premium pink vase for just $29.98. That's half off. Use my name when you go to the website, ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio mic.
Stop. Stop. I got to send this audio to ProFlowers. Club.
I think the reason I kept that clip was the end of it. Dan's laughing, and all of a sudden, it ain't as funny as he thought it was.
Club.
That was all natural. That's an honest reaction.
It was funny until it got real.
Ooh.
One last break?
Yes.
Let's go.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
657. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is an Eagle's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at Houston School Road. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back to Bonnie View Road. Also in Dallas, over Lake Ray Hubbard, westbound I-30, just before Dalrock, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. That has traffic backed up back to Goliad Street, back into Rockwall. Also from that accident, the eastbound lanes of I-30. The eastbound lanes of I-30. Eastbound lanes of I-30 are blocked through that same accident that has traffic backed up back from Broadway Beltline. Both of those about a half hour delay through it. Still in Dallas, northbound on the toll, right at Beltline, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from 635. And finally in Richardson, southbound 75, right at Spring Valley, got an accident blocking the left lane and the HOV lane. Traffic is backed up back from Campbell Road. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Pretty Reckless at the House of Blues this Saturday, plus an autographed CD, meet and greet, and Q&A passes. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Clear skies tonight, 63 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 88. Right now, 85 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What have we got left?
We've also got 37-year-old Dale Decker of Wisconsin. He suffers from a condition called persistent genital arousal syndrome, which makes him permanently aroused and causes him to climax over and over. Now, we've actually heard of women having it before, but never a man. This seems to be the first.
Well, women can get away with it and not really leave remnants.
Yeah, but you can still physically see it sometimes.
Well, you can see it, but you don't leave stuff on stuff.
Yeah. Well, Dale says he got it 2 years ago when he slipped the disc in his back getting out of a chair. Since then, he has about 100 climaxes per day.
Damn.
Or approximately one every 15 minutes.
So, well, at least he takes time. His body is taking time for a refractory period.
I guess, but even still.
At the standard, Dr. Thornton, 20 minutes?
Yep.
But even after, but that's.
Well, that doesn't mean, first of all, it's got to suck all the energy out of you.
Yes. It's also.
I mean, imagine kicking your legs 100 times a day. Well,
well, you can.
Yeah.
Well, Dale assures us that it's not a wonderful thing, as many would assume. He says, imagine being on your knees at your father's funeral beside his casket.
Oh, take me with. Sorry, Daddy.
And then you have 9 orgasms right there while your whole family is standing behind you.
This ain't my fault.
I ain't a necrophiliac.
I ain't trying to hop on him or nothing. I'm sorry the casket's full.
Yeah, you're not coming to the gravesite.
I bet I am.
Dale's wife, April, is actually sticking with him, but they sleep in separate beds and they rarely have sex, mainly because it's more frustrating for him than anything.
Why I won't have sex? I'm shooting all day. I shot on a bunch of skinny Muslim in the park today.
That's awful.
Shot on some rubber ducks. Shot on some dryer lint.
Ugh.
I shot on some sandwich crust. Remember the game Trouble?
Yeah.
There's a bubble in the middle. You'd mash it and the dice would roll.
Right.
I shot on that.
Maybe it would help if you wore pants.
Sorry, is that only funny to me?
No, clearly it's not. But there is no cure for persistent genital arousal syndrome.
Well, there's got to be a cure. I can't do this all the time.
It seems like it's happening for you. Even if you don't want to believe it, that doesn't mean it's not happening.
Everything gets me aroused. I shot on little bags of sand, peacock eggs, the bottom guy on the totem pole. I'm not really good for distance since I'm shooting all the time.
I would
the
imagine.
The bottom guy's the only one I can give a facial.
I would think, since this was apparently brought on by him slipping a disc in his back, so you'd think, okay, it hit a nerve or something, that if his back was fixed, you would think that would fix the syndrome, but I guess it just triggered it, and he's just got it.
Dr. Thornton, could all this be psychosomatic?
I don't think so. I think you got to have some kind of physical condition going on to manage that one.
What type of physical condition would make you ejac all the time?
You got me. I mean, this is the first I've ever heard of it, so this disc, I guess, is the cause, but geez, I don't know.
All I know is I can't live like this.
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is, I get aroused. I shot all over a bunch of autographed pictures from Rodney Anderson.
The lending guy?
Yep. I was at the park the other day and shot a bunch of moms with bad breath. No, I seemed to shoot on a bunch of people with buck teeth. I was at the bingo parlor the other night and cleared them all out. Hang on, I have to read something Alfie sent me.
Okay.
I shot on a field mouse.
Alfie?
What? Field mouse?
I shot prematurely on my secretary's succulent cactus.
Oh. So odd.
I was at the shoe store and I accidentally shot on one of them foot measuring things.
Gotta go.
Okay. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCloy.com. You can also find and reach us and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And that includes Dr. Scott Thornton, his Twitter handle, at Dr. Scott Thornton. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Russ Martin Show. Rocks the Metroplex.